A lot of that goes to our editor. His name's Stuart Shevin. And so a little history, and you may already know this. So Gary and Sheldon, the writer, co-writer producers, they worked in commercial advertising for 30 years. I mean, this is their second career. They, you know, they produced copyright, creative producers on hundreds of commercials. And one of their editors, who they worked with extensively here in Detroit, his name is Stuart Shevin. And, you know, I've worked, obviously, with a bunch of editors in my career, and I have people here, I have people in L.A. that I was thinking about working with. They suggested Stuart and just basically said he's one of the best editors that they've ever worked with, and his attitude is terrific. So we ended up going with Stuart, and he did, I think, a wonderful, wonderful job. And not only that, it was a joy working with him, because when you're, you know, when you get in the post and you're spending 10 hours a day in a cubicle with another person, you better hope that you like them, and you better hope that they have really good ideas. And certainly Stuart is that kind of person, and he does have great ideas. So when it came time for the music, we, you know, on independent films, not on any film really, but I think on indies, you're always trying to figure out what kind of music can you really afford. I mean, you have a limited music budget. Are you going to stock libraries? Are you going to, you know, can you afford one song? Well, how can you do that? And I would say Sheldon, actually, he was really instrumental in finding this composer, just doing a lot of research, because we were also wondering, okay, so, you know, if we could afford it, there's room for a fair amount of score in this film. But again, the question, how do you afford it? So he found, through a music supervisor who works in San Diego and does a lot of commercial work, so it was in the network that Sheldon already knew about. Sheldon started talking to this guy, and this gentleman recommended Michelino. So his name is Michelino Biseglia, and he's an Italian composer living in Belgium who works with a lot of different orchestras. And this particular orchestra was in Bucharest. So, I mean, even that in itself almost sounds like a movie.